I want to welcome you to this chapel service on this beautiful spring day. For those of you who are students and professors in this institution, you're aware that we're quickly approaching the end of the semester. And today, in this chapel service, we will hear our final capstone presentation for this semester. Matt Carlson, welcome, will lead us in this worship service, and this will constitute his capstone project and presentation. As you see in your order of worship, it's entitled Singing Our Stories, Building Community Through Shared Experience and Shared Expression. Matt has a Bachelor of Music degree in composition from Westchester University of Pennsylvania. He has served as a practicum student case administrator in the Office of Student Accountability and Restorative Practices at James Madison University here in Harrisonburg. He's been a pastoral intern in campus ministries on this campus, and he also has professional experience as an electrician and as a private guitar instructor. Matt, we welcome you and look forward to you leading us in worship today.
So good morning, and thank you all for being here. Welcome to this space. I invite you during this time to enter a narrative of suffering and loss, as well as grace and hope. A narrative that is mediated through scripture, song, story, and image. Hear the words, join in the songs, listen to the stories, and meditate on the images.
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth."
O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in, behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, "Surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night," even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed me and formed my inward parts, for you knit me together in my mother's womb. and I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, that I know very well.
But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens, so that he might fill all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some poets, some prophets, some singers, some sculptors, some evangelists, some dancers, some pastors and teachers, some actors, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ.
O come, let us sing to the Lord. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. The Lord put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Sing to the Lord a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. I will sing a new song to you, O God. Upon a 10-stringed harp I will play to you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
So the text of this well-known and well-loved hymn was written in the 18th century by John Newton, who was a sailor and a slave ship captain before a conversion experience led him to become an evangelical Anglican cleric. He served as curate in Olney, Buckinghamshire for 2 decades. As a young boy, John sailed with his father, who was a shipmaster in the Mediterranean service. By the time he was 17, John had sailed on 6 voyages. The following year, 1743, John was taken by force into naval service by the Royal Navy. He eventually found his way to a slave ship bound for West Africa. The crew of the slave ship Pegasus, on which he was sailing, did not care for John very much, and they abandoned him in West Africa with Amos Clow, a slave dealer, who gave John as a slave to his wife, a princess of the Sherbo people. 5 years later, a sea captain, sent by Newton's father to search for him, finally rescued John. It was during this voyage home to England that Newton experienced his conversion. After his conversion, he continued supporting the slave trade, but eventually became a staunch abolitionist, working with William Wilberforce, leader of the parliamentary campaign to abolish the African slave trade. The slave trade was eventually abolished through the Slave Trade Act of 1807, the same year that Newton died. With this knowledge of the backstory of John Newton, of his own experience as a slave, and his eventual work in abolishing slavery, this might lend a deeper meaning to his words, "I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see." Story of another minister named John from the Church of Scotland. John Lamberton Bell, born in 1949, is a contemporary hymn writer and a member of the Iona community in Scotland, where he is involved with the Wild Goose Resource Group that publishes music and worship resources. He is also a broadcaster and a former student activist. Some of his music can be found in Sing the Journey and Sing the Story, supplements to our Mennonite hymnal. John can often be recognized by the wooden cross-shaped pendant that he wears, as well as his red combat boots, at least as I remember him. I had the opportunity to meet John in 1999 at a retreat in Pennsylvania. He was a resource person for the retreat, and he shared from his writings and music. One piece in particular caught my attention. It's entitled A Cradling Song, and was written in response to a couple from John's congregation who had lost a young child. This song provided a way for the community to grieve along with the couple. Listen to the song as Matt plays through and then join in singing. There will be a piano interlude after verses 2 and verses 4.
We are not.
Many in this community will remember Lee Eshelman, one half of the theatrical company Ted and Lee Theater Works. Eshelman was described as a master of the one-liner, pun, and off-the-wall rejoinder. His comedy inspired audiences, and he was just a lot of fun. I remember Lee as a teacher in an adult Sunday school class I attended when I first moved to Harrisonburg in 2005 and began worshiping at Community Mennonite Church. I was struck by his gentleness and insight. What many may not have known, and what I didn't know, was that Lee Eshelman also had a long struggle with depression. A struggle he eventually lost in 2007 when he took his own life. This was very difficult news to absorb in our church community, in the larger Harrisonburg community, and in the many other communities where Ted and Lee had performed over a career of almost 20 years. As I listened to the range of emotional responses to Lee's death at church and in the larger community, I was reminded of John Bell's song, and I composed my own song, There Was No Chance for Us to Say Goodbye, as a way for our community to voice our collective grief.
Thank you.
The final song, "And There Seemed to Be Grace," is based on stories shared during a recent Sunday school class. Grace was the theme of that morning's worship, and the question posed to the small group that had gathered during the education hour was simply, "Where have you experienced grace?" The stories that emerged were deeply moving and expressed very raw emotions. From these stories came the theme of experiencing grace in the midst of deep pain, and this became the text for the next piece.
Thank you.
Amen.